Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of September 13th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Here we are heading towards the end of a season formally, whether in the Northern Hemisphere, the end of summer, or the Southern Hemisphere, the end of winter. So they're in a liminal place of change. Plus this week, a major planet changes signs, and that always can feel archetypally like, well, we're ending one thing and getting ready to move to something else. A theme for this week from the poem coming up, live in harmony with the voice of being. On Tuesday, September 14th, the Sun is opposite Neptune at 21 degrees of Virgo and Pisces. The Sun is that beautiful archetype of the hero, the heroine, the illuminated one. And whenever the Sun is active in a cycle, there's a call for us to see something, to light things up, to open and see what's going on. Neptune, the visionary, dreamer, altered state archetype, wants us to go into a different way of being that is underneath the cognitive ordinary mind and more into the dreamland, into the fluid mysteries where things fuzz and open to our intuition and our deep sense of feeling our way through our empathy. When planets are opposite each other in the heavens, from our perspective on the earth, they're opposite in the sky, they are asking archetypally for a balance between these energies. So the Sun in Virgo, Virgo is an earth sign that's very grounded and precise. It is all about healing and bringing things into wholeness and good form. Neptune is in Pisces, which is a water sign. That has nothing to do with form. It's formlessness. It's very much felt sense, feeling, intuition, dreams. Again, a fuzziness. So there is this balance being called for where illuminate in Virgo. See what needs to be brought into wholeness. See what's broken. See what needs to come into alignment. And balance it with compassion and sensitivity and big heartfulness. This is really a supportive cycle if you can go with it, because you can be looking at end of season, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, even with the COVID craziness, a lot of families, the children are going back to school, students are going back to school. There is that end of summer, and let's kind of put it together, you know, clean things up. And this cycle encourages you, yes, get the work done. Yes, clean up your messes. And don't forget to have compassion and heartfulness. And watch out for the wounded side of Virgo, which is incredibly critical and incredibly not right, not perfect, not good enough. And watch out for the wounded side of Pisces, which is a kind of escapist. Who cares? I'm out of here. I'm checking out. It's too much. I'm overwhelmed. All of those are present. Try to bring the balance of earth and water, groundedness and sensitivity. Pay attention to what you want to overlook and you want to disappear from. And be really open to the visionary part of you. Who am I becoming in these times as my world is becoming something different? Others there. Also on Tuesday, September 14th, the planet Mars leaves the sign of Virgo and goes into the sign of Libra until the end of October. Now, Mars is that advocate, strong, courageous, active energy, the archetype of the warrior, the warrioress. It's very much a young energy, and it wants to go forward with things. When it's in its positive expression, it is a champion and advocate. It wants to fight for the betterment of something. When it's in its wounded side, it's an aggressive and violent energy that just runs over people. Now, Libra is a sign that is very much about balancing self and other, keeping things in harmony. One of the most positive sense of Mars going into Libra for about the next 6 weeks is the ability to fight on behalf of others, for ideas, for truth. It's like a right kind of fight. Now, we have enough very wounded fight right now. People are terrified, they're angry, they're freaked out, and they are just going unconsciously aggressive. And that's hard. And the Mars in Libra, when it's unconscious, can be fighting because you think people are not behaving or they're not doing the right kind of relationship patterns that you want them to. So you're going to go after them because they're not in right relationship with you or your ideas. In a healing sense, Mars in Libra says, okay, how can I be a champion for harmony? Not a stupid colluding with ignorance kind of harmony, you know, not a kind of Pollyanna, everything's okay, we know everything's not okay. You know, it's crazy right now. There is profound suffering. The old world and the old paradigms are absolutely dismembering before us. Our own inner sense of security and stability is dismembering inside of us. And yet there is this call in the midst of these profound initiatory changes. Can I maintain balance in a sacred way, in a conscious way, with awareness and with compassion? Can I stand up on behalf of justice for all? Can I lean in to advocacy for those disenfranchised groups, for those who have been suffered, those who have been harmed profoundly by our colonial white supremacist mindset, by our unconscious habits with industrial growth society and capitalism and all those things that we know are asking for balancing now, but also inside yourself. Where can you bring yourself into more balance in a sacred, honest way so that you're more present to your life, to your loved ones, to your family, to your world? So we'll have this journey for 6 weeks of Mars in Libra. Just to check in, Mars has been in the sign of Virgo since about the end of July. And remember, Virgo is that earth sign that wants to bring things into order and harmony in terms of things lining up, things getting in their right place. You may have noticed in the last 6 weeks, there's been some energy to like clean up your house, get your files in order, you know, tidy things up, lean into healing work. Doesn't mean that'll go away, but you may find with the Mars going into Libra now for the next 6 weeks, that there's a willingness to engage relationally with other, whether it's humans, individual humans or groups, or ideas and principles, that's very much there. And also, along those lines, on Thursday, September 16th, Venus is squaring Saturn at 7 degrees of Scorpio and Aquarius. And I always remind my listeners, if you don't understand the degree measurements, you don't worry about it. Those that know astrology can take the degree measurements and put it into their birth chart and get a better understanding of how these archetypes are working with them this week. Now, when planets are squaring each other, they look like they're 90 degrees away from each other in the heavens, and a square invites some creative tension. And this particular square is saying, okay, stop, take a look at some of your attitudes and your paradigms around what is the right structure, and do some changes here, especially in relationships. So that's a general thing. Now, let me tell you about the archetypes. Venus, the archetype that has to do with our relational self, with our core values, what's important to us, and how we want to bring harmony and connection forward. Now, Venus is in Scorpio, and I mentioned in last week's podcast, Scorpio takes no bullshit. Okay, Scorpio is a very deep, transformative, intense water sign. And when a planet is in Scorpio, that character in us says, cut the BS, let's get to the heart of the matter. Okay, and what's done, let it die. Don't be messing around. Okay, in a way, it's like make it a clean ending, done. Okay, so we're working with Venus and Scorpio in our own nature and in the world, saying, let's get real about our relationship experiences, how we are stewarding resources. That's Venus. Don't waste time. Don't waste money. Pay attention to the outfall of your choices. What kind of harm does it cause? Stop it. Very kind of boom, cut and dried. And then the square, the tension is with Saturn. Saturn is the responsible one, the structure maker, the authority archetype. Right now, Saturn's been traveling in Aquarius since the end of last year. And Aquarius is a sign that has to do with community and tribe and very much an alternative way of being. When a planet is in Aquarius, that character in us wants to really think outside the box, wants something different, and also wants tremendous independence and freedom. It's kind of an interesting paradoxical sign, Aquarius. It's like, I want to work on behalf of the tribe and community. Let's all be free together, but also don't step on me. I need my space. Don't bug me. So there's this, give me some space. Let my freak flag fly. Saturn in Aquarius has been asking us inside and out to create new structures in our life that are more egalitarian, that are more progressive, that are more alternative and saying, okay, what's the next step? But also the challenge of Saturn, it can get very bossy, can get very dictator, like a dictator, and be an unconscious dominator energy. And so here's the tension. Venus in Scorpio, you can be feeling the tension. Okay, here's the structure. Here's how we're going to change. This is how the kids are going back to school. This is how we're going to do COVID protocols. And then the Venus part can say, how do I really feel about that? You know, what am I pissed about and what's really going on? Doesn't mean act out in your rage or anger, but means get real with yourself. Here's the rules, Saturn. How do I be in right relationship with it and be true to myself, but also be in alignment with what needs to happen for the good of all? This cycle this week is very much like a microcosm of our entire journey right now. The tension between the rules that need to happen for the good of all, Saturn in Aquarius, and then the inner values and how you feel about it. And also if you feel threatened, Scorpio, and you get resentful, you'll attack. That's wounded Scorpio. So we can kind of see that happening there. And yet the opportunity we have with these kind of cycles this week is to really have agency, especially with Mars in Libra. It's calling in you. You know what? You are the solution. The buck stops here with you. It's like you need to lean in. You need to take the action. And you need to be the one willing to bring more right balance and harmony into your life. Again, true harmony, true balance. That's what's really important. So there you have it, my dear ones. And I want to leave you with this poem that honors the energies of this week. It's a poem called "It Is I Who Must Begin" by Vaclav Havel. It is I who must begin. Once I begin, once I try, here and now, right where I am, not excusing myself by saying that things would be easier elsewhere, without grand speeches and ostentatious gestures, but all the more persistently, to live in harmony with the voice of being, as I understand it within myself. As soon as I begin that, I suddenly discover, to my surprise, that I am neither the only one, nor the first, nor the most important one to have set out upon that road. Whether all is really lost or not depends entirely on whether or not I am lost. Beautiful. Whether or not all is really lost depends entirely on whether or not you are lost. So, dear ones, may the energies of this week support you to come home to yourself, to rebalance yourself in a true and sustainable way, and to recognize the balance between the need to lean in and make things more whole and more healed, and the tension of the part of you that wants to just check out because you're overwhelmed. Lean in. It is you who must begin. Do it with compassion and love, and take good care of yourself and your beloveds. So thank you, as always, for your ongoing support and your willingness to show up and give me the valuable gift of your personal time to listen to these podcasts. I want to remind you, I've got an upcoming masterclass Sunday, October 3rd, Mercury in Libra. Upgrade your mindset for these crossroad times. It's going to be an amazing masterclass. I'm going to give you information about Mercury in your sign, in your chart, cycles with Mercury. Mercury's being retrograde this fall, and also some great experiential practices to upgrade your mindset and bring some more balance to your life. Don't miss it. Sunday, October 3rd, sliding scale $25 only to $75. Go to the website astrologyalchemy.com, click on resources, you'll see it right there. Take good care of yourself.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.